This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm reading it in!
We love America!
I like that laugh.
I am naive. I always have been.
So good. Good Christian fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
We're going to have good Christian fun. You can't do a lisp on Christian, I guess. Because it's not a Sylvan S. Christian fun. Woo.
You can do it on sin.
Thin. We're just a bunch of thinners. Good Christian fun is a podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, the music and the movies and the entertainment made for and made by Christians. Made about Christians, made as a love letter to Christians from other Christians, made often, as is the case today, as is the case in most episodes, made by dads for dads.
Right.
For dads by dads, foodoo. Fud-dud. For dads, fid-bid.
It would be fid-bid.
For dads by dads.
For kids.
Oh, yeah. Fid-bid fuck. But come on. No. We're not here to make fun of you. To make you go to church. We're just here to have a little bit of good Christian fun. Do you think Gracie would ever listen to a podcast like Gracie? Good Christian Fun?
Yeah.
What do you think she's bumping in her free time?
She is bumping.
She's probably not a true crime girly.
No, I feel like she would be into Amy Grant.
Maybe she's into Radiolab. Maybe that's her speed.
No, she's listening to like
Ira Glass.
Baking Chronicles.
Baking Chronicles. Man, see, I've been looking for a baking podcast for a long time. If anyone has one, send it my way.
Baking podcasts for Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
What would a baking podcast entail?
Well, maybe it could be like a, it could be like a talk along video, or you know, but the audio format of that. But instead of like, okay, now we're gonna whisk, but it's just an audio thing telling you like, hey, okay, put the eggs in now. You're doing great.
Yeah, like a walking tour.
And they're sort of like encouraging you as you go. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of interactive in that way, or it feels cool. Interactive.
Yeah, or I guess you could always talk about history of baking, you know, great bakers, stories, things like that.
Yeah, all the great baker stories from, you know, from the Greeks.
Who is like your baker role model?
Why would you even say it? Christina Tosi, of course, is
Christina Tosi.
Really the first and only name I can literally think of right
Milk Bar.
Now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Milk Bar fame.
And the way she was like, this is called crack pie, LOL. And then she was like,
just kidding.
I'm so sorry. I didn't understand what crack meant. And now it's called Milk Bar Pie. Isn't that a catchy sort of name for a dessert?
Milk Bar Pie is still, I think, what white people would call drugs.
Hey, can I score some of that milk bar pie?
Bro.
By the way, I'm taking a break from milk bar pie all of January, just to be clear.
And what does that mean?
Well, that means that our episodes, have you noticed they're a little bit tighter, more focused the last couple of weeks? Because I'm off that milk bar pie.
Oh, yeah. I don't like you when you're on milk bar.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I'm doing a dry January for milk bar stuff. But listen, it's January and it's the year 2024, a leap year, an election year. So many wonderful things happening later this year. Some we can't even predict, some we can. But it's also 30 years since the year 1994, in which we're pulling the two songs we're listening to today for the hunt for the best Christian song of all time, 1994 edition. We're listening to two songs by four dads. Two songs, four dads.
Wow.
Isn't it beautiful when you think about it like that?
The most dads I think we've covered in one single episode.
That can't be true. That can't be true.
As headliners for the episode,
I guess as headliners for the episode. I'm sure we've talked about some band where it's like, turns out there were seven dads in this one. Like, we can't put a limit. We can't put a dad cap on this. No cap.
This episode is four dads.
Yeah. As it is always. And I will send this to my father,
aww,
who I believe knows what a podcast is.
That's right. Because his son does them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's seen one before because he's come to live shows and stuff.
Yeah.
So he gets the medium. But anyway, anything you want to say to your father right now in case he's listening?
I love you. Hope your commute is good today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful.
Love you, Dad.
Is it a long commute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think podcast would be perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm assuming he's just listening to this back to back.
Yeah.
Repeat, you know, for the several hours.
I love the episode so much. I'm playing it again. Listen, but we need to add a third dad into the chat right now. And our very special guest today, friends and folks, you may know her from an episode we did with her 2 years ago. She's a comedian. She's one of Vulture's comedians to watch and one of JFL's fresh faces, new faces. Give it the hell up for Hannah Pilkins!
Woo! Yeehaw.
No, rest. You must rest, little one. You don't need to woo-woo anymore, I promise. We can have a whole different tenor on the show tonight.
Hey.
We can be nice and
smooth. Did you
smooth.
Take some of your dog's medication?
Yeah, I took some of my dog's trazodone and I'm here to chill.
Man, what would
you bark
happen?
So much less now.
Would it have so any effect on a human if you took a dog's medicine?
I feel like trazodone I've heard of for humans. I wonder if it's a much smaller dosage.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can take like a horse tranquilizer. That'll
and
be a lot.
Is that ketamine?
I've been.
Or is that cat tranquilizer?
Are you talking about ivermectin?
No, it's not the same thing. Deworming.
Okay.
It's not the same as tranquilizing.
Oh, that's different.
So, I mean, I guess I'm just saying that dog trank would be like a nice, easy dose.
Yeah, because they got teeny tummies and
they're
smaller. A bigger tummy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that might be a little floater for you. Whereas like horse, it's like, well, I'm half of a horse, right?
Right.
Right.
I'm just about to get bowled over.
Well, next time I'll just bring I'll pop over a couple trazes for us.
That'd be fun. Like, leave them on the table on the car. And I'm sorry for being such a bad host so far. You had to ask for water.
Oh, it's
beg
no problem.
For it.
It's no I'd problem have, as I licked my parched lips.
I'd have tranquilizers on the coffee table.
Yeah, it does kind of make you wonder if you ever once cared, but it's no problem.
I know. I used to be better at this than I am. I haven't hosted in a long time.
Yeah,
I may not again.
You're a natural born host. You're very good at hosting.
An NBH?
I don't think I'm
not an
NBH.
NPH. Because I don't want to be that, but an NBH. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had you over in.
It's been a hot minute.
3 years.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years.
So who knows? For all I know, yeah, your hosting abilities may have gone down the tubes.
I could have fallen off. What do you think, Caroline?
They've improved.
They have improved?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, you got rid of a futon.
Well.
Ah.
That's true.
That's
true.
Poor, it's poor hosting to ever have your guests on a futon.
For it is like.
Period.
It's seating, but you don't want it.
Yeah.
It's there.
Is a futon a fold-out couch?
Yeah.
Technically, but I never folded it down.
Couch that lays down as a bed.
And it begs the question, why the futon then?
Well, because
he had futon dreams that were never fulfilled.
the actual literal true answer is it came with the apartment. I knew I knew the previous tenant and I bought it off of him and it was already here. So I was like, I'll
pay peasy.
$100 or whatever it was.
Yeah. I've had some of the worst sleep of my life on a lumpy couch.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, beggars can't be choosers when you're like staying at a friend's and they're like, yeah, stay on my futon. You know? You're like, well, I don't have to buy. Yeah, I don't have to get room and board. But.
And I will say, I've had some of the best sleep of my life.
Well, all right.
On this couch.
And this couch, I will say, is luxurious.
It's a sinker. It's not a stinker.
It's not a stinker. A little bit of a stinker.
Well, Caroline knows this because it's literally Caroline's old couch for real.
Oh, wow. It's in really good condition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not to say that you don't take care of your couch. That's considering
you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah. The way I really love to break a couch. Yeah. Really burn it down.
But why part with it?
We got,
it was a stinker.
It was a bit of a stinker. We got a new one and, oh, I wanted one that had like an ottoman, you know, the full L and we were expanding. So
I have an L shaped couch, but it's skinny. It's a skinny couch.
How?
Me and my husband try to lie on it together and there's no right configuration.
Mm.
And my friend, like the depth are you talking about?
The depth of it. And my friend, and I'd never thought about the depth. And then my friend came over and was like, and you know, sort of unsolicited was like, you know what your apartment needs? And I thought, well, okay, let's go there. And he said a much deeper couch. And now I can't unhear
it. Oh no.
And now it feels like I'm on this like little test tube.
Yeah, you want your couch to be like when a little kid sits in a chair and they're like feet dangle off
the edge.
Yes, I want
to feel teeny tiny.
Yeah, whereas like children come over to your apartment and they fall off immediately.
That's exactly. And basically, I'm in a clown car. It's way too small.
Now the problem is I love this couch. This couch means much to me. And I've fallen asleep in it many a night.
Yeah.
But now Caroline is kind of nudging me her direction and saying, bro, get rid of the couch.
I think it's time.
And get
a sectional.
What?
A sectional, I think, is what you're recommending.
So is that an L? Even if you didn't do a sectional, because you've got this chair here, you know, like this is great. The setup is good. I just think this couch is bowing a little bit, you know?
Mm.
And
bowing?
It
unadulterated bowing?
So, also, 747, will drop you into the sky at any given moment. It's about
one of these cushions is about to blow out of here. Dexter's going to get sucked out of the apartment.
Yeah.
Dexter.
I feel like you're
not Dexter in a storm.
No, Dexter's fine. He'll never die. But I feel like your style has moved a little bit more modern than the shape of this couch.
What is the style of this couch? Which is a great topic for an audio podcast.
We can really
paint a
picture.
And let's turn to the viewers and let them decide.
Yeah, the viewers of this audio
podcast. Let me know if
this
is right.
What do you guys feel like the vibes of the couch
are? It's got a rolled arm, you know. I'd say it's transitional. It's pretty plush. It's thick.
Right.
You know, and rounded.
Yeah, plush, thick, rounded.
Is that sort of like a mid-century modern or is that sort of?
Yeah, I'm asking. Caroline knows this stuff so much better.
No,
than me.
It's like more on the side of traditional furniture.
Okay.
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 This is mid-century.
Wait, am I trad wife with this couch?
Yeah, you're kind of saying I believe in family values.
Oh no, this couch. I don't want to condone family values.
Kids may sink into it, but they will be spanked. this couch.
They'll sink so far into it, there'll be a hand to spank them out of it.
That's exactly it.
I'm learning a lot.
Right.
This is episode 311 of the podcast. Whoa.
Never forget.
Amber's the color of our energy tonight. Praise God. Hannah, you were on the show almost exactly 2 years ago.
Wow. What a difference 2 years makes.
What do you remember about that? Caroline, I'm not going to ask you.
Honestly, I remember like vivid memories of what that song represented to me. My life be like, ooh, ah.
Mm-hmm.
Really brought up those like middle school dances, brought up, you know, feeling like my life was a music video, taking my life really seriously, teen years. And it was pandemic. It was like lockdown, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. It was February 2022. So it was like post-Omicron.
Okay. So kind of half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Some were in, some were out.
We were vaccinated. Some of us were traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Was I here
recovering?
In LA?
Were you here in LA? I don't think so.
I lived in New York.
No, you were in
New York. You know what I remember? I had red hair.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that, too.
Dang.
Yeah.
You were in a red hair era and a New York era at the time.
I did. And the two went well together. There was some drama in the red hair.
Oh, I remember hanging out with you in New York.
Like, yes.
Later that year.
We had so much fun.
Actually.
We had such a fun New York day.
Yeah. It was a night, you know, the Big Apple, as we call it.
Rode the subway together, had some gabs.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
We had some gossip and some gabs. Mm-hmm. That was episode 218 of the podcast. It feels like it should have been shorter ago. I will say, I feel like Ooh Ah has persisted. I've seen it so much on TikTok.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years.
It's amazing. That the footprint of that song. And I made a playlist, like a master playlist of all.
A primary playlist.
Yeah, thank you. Primary playlist of all the songs I'm obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it. Of all, like every single song on my phone. It made it.
How many songs were on that list?
I think there's about 100. So it's in my top 100 songs. Wow. I think the song itself is fun, but I think it's what it represents. Time in my
absolutely.
Life. Yeah.
What's the criteria for a song that you're obsessed with that can make it to the playlist?
Oh man, it really vast. It really, really varies. Some of them are really moody. I love a soundtrack song.
Mm-hmm.
I love some Thomas Newman if I want to be more serious. Listen to the Green Mile soundtrack.
Because you like this, I've never gotten anything but Green Mile.
Yeah,
from you.
I'm always giving Green Mile.
In all my experience, I'm like, someone's about to be executed. Someone's having a hard time pissing.
Right.
Someone's about to have moss come out of his mouth. Like that's
exactly. Right. Yeah, I think I am either Lord of the Rings, like kind of whimsy gnome, or I'm bad pop music. And what I mean by
whimsy
bad,
gnome. They're called hobbits, Hannah.
Okay, but I'm saying
that's
there's
the
probably
off-brand Lord of the Rings.
Slur. The whimsy gnome.
Kirkland's signature whimsy gnome. The king of the circles.
The master of necklaces with the whimsy gnomes.
But don't you think, I just rewatched the second Lord of the Rings, and I think there's also gnomes in that universe. There's, you know, there's tree spirits.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Well,
so I like that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Or I like really bad pop music.
Sure.
I don't think Ooh-Ah is pop. I think it's more R&B.
I think it's pop.
It's pretty poppy. It's like got a really, it's hooks, yeah. Mm. Though a lot of my songs are very, there's a hook. They're, mm-hmm. they're kind of melodic and you can get lost in like.
They're not industrial experimental.
Absolutely
sort of.
Not. We're no Bjork on there, really. Love Bjork. But
no, like Lou Reed, 19
I think
minute
I like
song.
Some predictability with my music.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ooh-Ah gives me just that.
Do you ever listen to like instrumental music when you're doing tasks or chores, Caroline?
Yeah, I do on occasion. I'm trying to think. There was a while where I was like hardcore listening to like 3 soundtracks when I needed to focus. It's probably especially when I was like still doing homework back in the days.
Name the 3.
I think it was. Oh, the King's Speech. That was a huge one for me.
Wow.
Which is so funny that you say the King's Speech because I feel like most people's answer, maybe around our age, is
Green Mile.
Green Mile.
Well, the Pride and Prejudice soundtrack.
Well, Pride and Prejudice
well.
For sure. But I was going to say The Social Network, which famously King's
the Social
Speech.
Or Garden
Network?
State.
Are
Garden
you kidding?
State, I feel like, was a big
oh,
soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Garden State has too much lyric. Lyric
so you want
going
you're talking
on.
Instrumentals.
Yeah, when I'm talking
scores.
Instrumentals. I'm talking Green Mile style.
Sure. Sure.
Oh no, yeah. Caroline did it. Green Mile
style. I like my Hobbit to be next in line on the throne,
absolutely.
And to have a little trouble getting through.
Okay, so you like you're more of a mischief gnome. I'm definitely more whimsy.
Right. But kind of similar, you know, medieval rote.
But you're
royal,
just a little naughtier. Yeah.
This
sure.
Does this map onto astrology signs?
You're just kind of
one?
More elf on the shelf, if you will.
Yeah. Elf on the shelf.
If you're a Leo cusp, you're definitely going to be naughtier
right.
gnome.
Gnome
and
on
as a
the
Gemini,
dome,
obviously.
If you will.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to that.
We wrote a song about last year, Gnome on the Dome. The King's Speech on Alexandre Desplat. So
good shit. Right
this
here.
Is Caroline taking care like, of things, getting it done.
Tippity type. You
taking
know?
Do you
taking
play the
minutes.
Piano? Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's me typing.
That's you typing. You're getting all the
right.
work done.
But she
it
types
looks like, you know,
beautifully, Hannah. If you could
Beethoven.
See this girl type,
each stroke is be more beautiful than the next.
The reach, you know, from the pinky to the thumb, so far. Control and
it's as
delete.
If you had an inkwell, but it's a Mac.
Exactly.
Okay, King's Speech, Pride and Prejudice. Dario Marinelli.
God, the third one is like kind of escaping me. I think it might have been Amelie.
Really good.
Amelie's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels basic. Whatever.
What? Why is Amelie basic? What are you talking about?
It's basic.
According to who?
I don't know.
I tried to do an Amelie haircut once and
oh.
It's just not for everyone.
No. I'd say it's almost for no one except for her.
I think, and that's kind of what I quickly learned.
Hair like that, it's really only for like model chiseled face beauties, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
I think it's time we
which
talk
I
about.
Am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I can do a short bang like tomorrow.
100%. Bangs are just, and everyone thinks we can do them.
Not
and
everyone.
Yet, and yet, no.
I mean, it is so important to choose the right kind of role model as far as like your fashion
yeah.
and style go.
Yeah.
Because you see, you see Greta Lee out here campaigning and it's like, I could do a bob. And it's like,
you can't.
Do you know what she looks like?
Yeah. Her face. Sort of
do you understand her bone structure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas I see someone, tell me if you agree with this. Andrew Scott, All of Us Strangers, Hot
okay.
Priest
oh,
and Fleabag.
Sure.
Now, not without a sort of, how do we say, incredibly handsome, beautiful
yeah.
man, but not without a large forehead.
Sure.
Right?
Big forehead king.
So I'm kind of like, should that be my model?
yeah, like I think finding, well, and I've learned to not tell people they're celebrity doppelgangers because it can really hurt feelings.
Oh, yeah.
And also, is that their information to
you
know?
Need
or is
to
that
stop
just something?
Telling people they look like Paul Giamatti.
right. And I'm doing that know. Almost daily.
Paul Giamatti in the holdovers. You
yeah,
are specifying.
Say they look like Margot Robbie or Ryan.
But maybe best to identify those for ourselves so mm-hmm. that we go, okay, this is a nice outfit on them. This is a nice hairstyle.
I do that.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Like Emma Watson also has broad shoulders. I got
okay.
broad shoulders. So I look to her sometimes. This is a neckline that works for us.
Uh-huh.
Girls.
I kind of look at a Claire Danes and I
yeah.
go similar build, deep voice.
Gorgeous.
Oh, does she have a deep voice?
She does. Yeah. I just watched Princess Mononoke and
that's
and
right.
she does the dubbing in it. And she's really young in it. She's like 20, but she sounds a lot like me in it. We both have like these deep, and I wonder,
ooh,
did she have vocal cord
voice twins?
Man, we should
or
ask
just
her.
A deep husk. We should ask her.
Maybe that's the trouble Fleischman's in, is that she has vocal notes.
One of those shows that I feel kind of came and went. I really liked it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, I
really
thought
smart.
It was so good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Everyone in it I love too.
Okay. I said okay, like, okay.
Whatever. All right. You're moving on. Andrew Scott, I think, is a pretty good one. Does he have the same hair texture as you though? Because I feel like for short hair.
Well, no,
it matters.
I don't know.
You know?
Okay, and that's a big thing.
Because yours is pretty straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's thick.
I used to think I had curly hair, and now I'm like, I don't have curly hair.
I no. wonder when you would have thought you had curly hair.
Like when I was 12 and stupid, sure. I guess.
It kind of stuck with you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh. I guess it's got a little something.
Yeah, it's got
like,
a little.
Look at the back. Loop. Here, Kevin, show her the back of your head.
Okay, it's got some wave.
We've got a little okay. curl right at the end.
I see.
It's not straight, but
I didn't know if, like, when you were a child, you had, like, a full perm level curl. And I would have loved to see those photos.
Oh, no. Well, this is what I looked at as a child at 15 years old.
Oh,
if you want to
wow.
see that.
That's the Kevin I know.
It's just like,
that's
wow.
what I see when
always
I look at
shoving
you forever.
A fat camera in your
you're
face.
You're focused. And, you have your tech.
But, you know, I would say, Caroline, this is also the Kevin you know.
Yeah. 100%.
Which is.
And then Vest
wow,
Harmonica
the bucket
Kevin.
Hat.
A Garfield bucket hat and a Garfield sleep
the
shirt.
Bucket bucket.
I'm
right
gonna
there.
Say that would be a very cool outfit.
That's what I said
now.
At the time. Now
that would be cool.
This is like Poonhound Chic and Loves Felice.
Yeah,
the way Park. It's flared up like a cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's neither fish nor fowl.
Garfield.
Maybe I thought. Yeah, should I post this one, Caroline?
That I think your hair looks more textured.
Wow.
There.
Okay, Gossip Girl.
Is that interesting? I know.
But
your hair
see that?
Looks blonder yes. to me now. It looks way more red there, but maybe that's just the sun.
Well, this is what happens when redheads age is they go white.
Well, I'm not seeing any
they
white,
go
though.
White?
they go white.
White.
That's the thing.
That
they
is
go
great.
White.
Your hair texture has changed from
yeah.
this.
I know.
That's wild.
Wow. So well, you weren't wrong in thinking that you had curly hair. You've just evolved.
Yeah.
Aww.
I'm
you go white.
Happy to be vindicated.
And then this is your future.
Okay. Caroline's,
your dad?
Caroline's pulled
that's
up a
him.
Picture. Hannah, that wasn't sincere, was it?
That's your dad. This
I can't
is Kevin's
see
dad.
From
a jester? A clown? All right.
Hold on.
Phone's
I just got to text myself real quick.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm dying at this portion. Are we going to show these? How do you show these photos?
This
yeah.
sucks.
To the good people.
Don't worry. Old Caroline's on the
okay.
case. I got this. No problemo.
Oh, man.
This is the trouble of going home is you're confronted with all the
oh.
past versions
sure.
of yourself.
This
yeah.
picture's a sleigh, though. You should
that's
bring
a
this
sleigh?
Look back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's me as
you
Chuck.
Cool.
I was
like
Chuck Cranston
loose.
In Footloose.
Whoa.
In Footloose the musical. That's a still from
not
that.
I got a cut loose.
Yes.
What were you doing in the old man makeup?
I think that was, I was Polonius in 30 Minute Hamlet.
That's why I can barely see. And it's someone dressed like an old man. I thought, is that your dad?
And I was. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm done. Here you go.
Okay. Thank
you. Phone is back.
So much.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Got you.
Yeah. Okay. And we talked about your soundtracks that you get things done to. Green Mile, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. And then some freaking Bad Pop. Yeah. What about you?
Social Network?
So I think so. See, mine are, I feel like mine are actually basic. I don't think Amelie's that basic.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. Well, speaking of Bjork, my go-to for the last couple of years has been If Beale Street Could Talk, Nicholas Britell's score for that.
Thumbs up.
It's so beautiful.
Okay, I've never revisited the score, but now I need to because it's one of my favorite movies.
Well, it's hard. You know, Greta Gerwig talks about how she often doesn't write with music because she thinks oftentimes she's tricking herself into believing her writing's good because she's like, and she gets swept away in the emotion and caught up with
it
because the music's so beautiful. And she reads about it, she's like, this
it's just
sucks.
A fine
yeah,
page.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
So she raw dogs it when she writes oftentimes. Wow.
Yeah. If the Wally, yet again, another Thomas Newman was playing, if the Wally soundtrack was playing, everything might feel epic. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the Wally soundtrack.
It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Thomas Newman is related to Randy Newman. No?
What?
That's correct. They're cousins.
What?
Yeah.
The genius Newman family.
Are they
family.
Related to Paul Newman?
No, but they are related to Alfred Newman, who is the composer of the 20th Century Fox fanfare. The
oh my God. Do you get residuals every time that plays? You specifically?
Me? Yeah, I wish. Oh yeah, that's the hey.
You need to marry into the Newman family.
So we can do
our
podcast.
That's your game plan. Yes, please.
I think, yeah, what?
Wow, do it for
Randy
the bag.
Newman and Tom. Okay, so both music prodigies.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
I mean, and both, were all three of them amazing composers. Only
yes.
One of them a true singer-songwriter type, though.
I saw Randy Newman at Largo once and was so...
Largo?
Yes.
Whoa,
it was
that's
in like
small.
A Judd Apatow show.
I saw him at the Hollywood Bowl and it was like one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure.
It was a good time.
It's amazing.
He's great.
He did the splits, right?
That's right.
Yeah, he did the splits.
Hey, everybody.
In the beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
He twerked. Yeah, he did fireworks.
Three splits, two twerks.
Yeah.
Randy Newman had 12 costume changes at his Hollywood Bowl show.
More than the Eras Tour?
Holy moly. Well, before we talk about the songs today, speaking of music, you know, usually this is the part of the show where we catch up with our guests and see how they've been or how their faith has evolved in the last couple of years. But obviously it's a lot has happened in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
You've gotten married in the last 2 years.
And I'm a Jew now.
Yes.
You're Jewish now.
Wow.
That's new in
the
last 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the Jewish? What
a
is your Jewish
Jew.
Practice? A whole new Jew.
We'll have Shabbats sometimes, mm-hmm. and, you know, high holidays, but we have a mezuzah, you know, I guess, you know.
Now. Caroline, what's a mezuzah?
It's on your door.
Like Mezuzah Pacific, the college?
Yes, Mezuzah Pacific. Great school.
God bless you.
Oh, you need tissue? Mezuzah Pacific. God, the allergies. The Santa Ana's are crazy right now.
Nuts.
Yeah, what else has happened? I was in New York. I'm back here. I live, we're neighbors again, Pasadena.
Oh, yeah, Pasadena yeah. Pals.
Pasadena Pals.
We don't need to say our exact cross streets.
Oh, shit. What I meant to say was Mezuzah Pacific is where I live.
I tell you what, though. Can I say, I've been running into people in Pasadena, and it feels good.
Oh, yeah. People are coming east.
Something's happening.
Mm-hmm. People are finally getting wise.
Because for years, I would get flack for living in Pasadena. And I thought, well, just wait. You're on your way.
You got flack for it?
Yeah. People diss it because Pasadena's not cool. I go, precisely the point.
Exactly.
Got great parks. It's not as, vibey, but I'm not.
We
got spring chicken.
Everything we need here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what Pasadena has? Security. If you live here, you're secure.
It's secure.
It's cozy. It's comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, has being on the West Coast influenced your spiritual outlook as opposed to being in the big old city?
I mean, honestly, my spiritual outlook is I do mushrooms every few months and that feels spiritual to me.
Yeah.
That's where my spiritual practice is. And I think that's distinctly California is the nature being on the coast. And I love to go to Sea Ranch. That feels like my
spiritual.
What's
Sea Ranch?
it's super north. It's like 8 hours north, past more north than Big Sur. And it's like redwoods and moss. Ooh. And Whimsy Gnome vibes, of course.
Oh my God.
Oh man, the Whimsy Gnomes are there?
I like to stay consistent.
Appropriate culture up there? Wow.
It's not vibey. Like, it's not super cool. They don't have, like...
The Whimsy Gnomes are there, and in that sort of Will Ferrell, Rachel McAdams Eurovision movie that came and went, that Icelandic gnome. Oh, there's a lot of gnomes in there, too.
Hannah just putting the projects that came and went on blast.
May they not be forgotten.
And if you have a project that came and went, let us know.
Yeah, please write in. If you're someone, a project, for example, that came and went, and you made little to no impact on the people around you in your life... Right,
let us know so we can give it a shout out.
GoodChristianFun@gmail.com. We'll lift you up at the end of the show.
Right. Made an impact on Hannah. It made an impact on me.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of my spiritual practice.
Do you have revelations when you're going on these capital T trips?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it makes me feel really connected to like mind, body, and gratitude. Gratitude for, the universe, for like how small we are in like a really beautiful way. And how significant we are. I think it's like given me a real heightened sense of self, but it feels spiritual in that I feel very, it's like, feels like the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once, truly. And I do that every few months. Yeah. To like reset. It really helped me with like mental health stuff too.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
I've heard this like for like, whether it's microdosing or doing like control.
Yeah. I'm not on any, I was on medication. I was on like, and I'm not anymore. That's kind of my like, my medicine now.
And that's a medical endorsement you're giving right
and
here.
Yeah,
right?
And you heard it here first, folks. You don't need to be on medicine.
Yeah. I feel a little like Matt Lauer right now.
And I haven't tried this, but cosign.
So let's get that patented and in writing.
Hannah's about to say, Kevin, you're being glib. You're being glib, Kevin.
Kevin.
Oh, no.
Depression doesn't exist. Yeah. You don't even understand this.
I just want to clarify because I just said, I feel like Matt Lauer. Right now, that's how I feel like Matt Lauer, not in any
right,
other way.
Yeah, good to get some clarity there because I was packing my
Kevin, stop reaching under the table.
The door. Oh, no.
Oh Lord.
Oh my God.
That would suck. Man, I haven't done mushrooms in quite a while. And the last time I did, it was a very bad trip.
And that can happen too.
Yeah.
That can absolutely happen.
And wait, so, can I be candid about it?
Yeah, please. Actually? I go, I don't think so.
Well, I asked my mom permission. I looked at Caroline like, please.
Okay.
So I actually was having a pretty good trip. The way it manifested was, which is kind of ideal for me, being at home, like starting in nature and then came back. And then I would just look at Dexter and I'd be like, oh no, here I go. And I would just start like burst into tears and stuff. Mm. And then he would like walk.
Sweet tears or like scared?
Oh, the gratitude is like,
Yeah, that's
and
what it was.
And you're looking into his little eyes.
Yeah,
he's communicating to you.
And then what shit did he pull to ruin your trip? What did he do?
Well, it wasn't so much because that kept happening. Like I would look at him and I'd be like, and he would walk over like, all right, bro, come here.
Let me lean back on you.
That happened 3 or 4 times. But then with some of the company I was with, it was like, it wasn't exactly shared. So then they were spiraling out. I had to be like, oh, okay. Like, okay, how do we stabilize?
And you're so deeply impressionable on it. And like, can like the wind can be blown in either direction. Mm-hmm. So I've definitely had ones where I feel really spooked. And so now I like bring paints. I read Mary Oliver poetry
before.
You
sniff paints?
Yeah, I sniff a few. I'm putting myself, here's all the illegal stuff that I do. No. I bring like watercolors. I write out intentions. I'm like very thoughtful about it and only do it with people that feel really
safe.
And also like we have a really clear idea of why we're doing it. I think my like early 20s, I never did it, but seeing friends like do mushrooms while drinking, while partying, like that sounds like my nightmare come to life now. I can imagine a horrific,
And listen, if you're listening out there and you're not in a position to be able to do mushrooms, you know, there's...
Move to California.
Come out here.
Step one.
I don't even think they're legal here.
Wait, why'd I turn into Popeye?
All that spinach.
Oh, man, I haven't eaten a lot of spinach. No, but, there's other ways to, quote unquote, get high. For example, a runner's high is wonderful.
Yeah.
Everyone can do that,
breath
right?
Breathwork, holotropic. Yeah, breathwork, that can feel hallucinogenic.
Who, a what tick?
Breathwork?
Holotropic?
So holotropic, apparently, like, that's... holotropic is, like, the sensation of when it's, like, hallucinogenic.
Oh, okay.
And that can happen from all sorts of things. Yeah.
Sure.
Like a crazy hot yoga class or, like, breathwork or what's the one? Oh, running. Yeah.
Running, definitely. Yeah, running's the one for me. I was so mad. There was a Rose Bowl half marathon a couple days ago.
I just saw. I missed it.
It was like, during the rain, though, no?
Well, yeah, so it was the last one I did. I would have done it again.
It might be nice to kind of run in the rain, though. Keep you cool.
Well, yeah. This is what I find is the colder it is, the faster I run.
Really?
I was in Oklahoma where it was like the low was 10 degrees.
No!
And my brother was like, let's go on a run. And I realized psychos. I've never jogged with my brother ever. Aww. In my life. So I was like, well, how many more times, you know, like how many opportunities are there to do this? So we did it. And when I got back.
Did you smoke his ass, by the way?
Yeah, I smoked his ass. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
That's what I thought.
But because I was just like, it's too cold.
Yeah.
And it really does.
Nothing like urgency.
It really is. You get buffety.
That's true.
Like,
we probably all run so slow here because it's a cool 72 most of the time. And it's like, there's nothing along to get to.
Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually. But then we came back and our bodies felt insane. And I'd never had this. And I'm sure people who live in different climates experience this all the time. There was stuff frozen in my facial hair that I had to like pick out when I came back.
Snot?
Which I just, yeah, like snot.
Blood.
Blood. Like all the.
I remember Lisa Gilroy's room somewhere in Canada that's freezing. And I remember she put up a story in her, like, yeah, she had been, like, her snot turned to
inside
turned
her
to stone.
Mm-hmm. Turned to stone.
Was frosty. Like, and I've never been anywhere that cold. Well, I was like, it was like negative 20 or something.
Like a nightmare. Don't your eyeballs freeze at like a certain point too?
I remember even being in New York during a nor'easter. And when, if you took your glove off, my hand hurt for 30 minutes. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was running in gloves, which it was hard to like, you know, control the iPhone.
Yeah,
that
get
way
the songs. Were you guys talking on the run? Do you like to talk while jogging?
No. Well, and
that's crazy.
I kind of gave my boundary because the last time I ran with someone was with your husband 7 years ago,
oh,
Caroline.
Wow. Oh my gosh!
And we talked the whole time, and my mile time sucked ass because of it. Because
so
we were like
runner,
laughing
runner
and enjoying it.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What's a runner? Runner.
I mean, you're tracking your time.
Yeah. 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 I mean, yeah. Not obsessively, but yeah, I am tracking.
Have you run a marathon?
Just a halfie, not a fully.
Still.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do a 10K, but I'm working up little by little.
I'll do a 10K with you anytime.
All right, let's look.
Are you a quiet runner?
All right, let's go.
I'll go right now. I don't care.
I'm right behind you guys.
I'm a wheezy runner. I'm like popping. I'm taking my inhaler all the time.
Oh, okay.
But I will say it's getting better. It's getting better by just running more. I think
you're making your lungs stronger.
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
Yeah.
And if you're having lung problems, what the GCF podcast recommends you do...
Mushrooms.
Either do mushrooms or just
mushrooms.
Start running as fast as you can in whatever shoes and
clothes. Whatever climate.
I saw a guy run 4 miles in those checkered Vans, the like slip-on.
Oh, not the
at Planet
knees.
Fitness, and I thought, yeah, the first thing I thought was the knees of it
the
all.
The knees are done.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Your feet
sucks.
Are done.
You're not going to get high that way, my brother.
Here's a runner's question for you. Why are people running backwards on the treadmill?
No, this I don't know. Is it okay? Go. Is that who's running backwards on a treadmill?
Red light, green light.
Music video.
Otherwise,
culture.
I don't know why. Yeah, maybe it's their influence.
I feel like I've seen that too.
Yeah, was he? They're probably making a music video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's practicing.
I don't know. It was the same guy in the Vans. He was running.
He was
and
in
then
Vans. This guy's a clown. He has no idea what's going on.
Wait.
But I've seen
describe
it a lot.
The size of his Vans. Describe his nose and the color of
and
it.
And they were red.
Describe his hair.
So he was one running in Vans and then he was going backwards.
He ran for quite a while. I mean, longer than I could run, which was really annoying that I've been like training and here he is in his little van and he just ran like 5 miles, no problem. And then he was going backwards on the treadmill and it looked, and I've seen people do that before. And I thought, is this a runner's thing that I should be doing? Because I'm of course a runner now.
Well, speaking as a runner as deemed by you, you don't need to do that.
Okay.
That's too extra.
You know, is that just to get like new muscles targeted or something?
I'm sure there's some sort of because even your question of like, are you a runner? It's like someone asking someone who like attends church every 3 Sundays if they're a Christian, because it's like, yeah, I guess so, maybe. But then there's like people who are so like the runner's culture. It's like cyclists and stuff and like that whole like sub culture and its own rules that they're governed by and the cliques of it and stuff.
And
like,
then I would argue that sometimes my friend said this with a travel soccer team that they joined as an adult. They were like, I joined this to remember the fun thing that I loved, that I like was a discipline that I really invested a lot of time into, and it turned into something that I really dreaded because it became so competitive and mm-hmm. so serious. So I think there's like towing that line. Like he was like, why am I stressed about my soccer game coming up later? Like I'm 35. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to keep it in the fun zone.
Yeah.
Keep in the fun zone.
I love that. A runner, but keeping it fun.
Have you guys ever danced with the idea of getting those little toe shoes? Because that's like,
absolutely not.
You know, the best runners in the world
really
run barefoot or whatever.
Right? I knew a guy like 14 or 15 years ago. Okay, humble brag. Who was, no, it's true. I knew him.
Wow. Oh, 4 years. Okay. Good for you.
Who was literally evangelical, but then was also very evangelical about those shoes.
About the damn toe shoes.
And it was actually, those viewpoints were married. He was like, well, God would want us to run in these shitty little...
God gave us the perfect shoes and it's these little piggies right here.
It was the Kirk Cameron argument of like a banana's design means God is real. Where it's like, no, we should run in shoes that feel like shit because of the fall. I don't know. I don't understand. Anyway.
Wild.
He turned out to be quite a not to use the word too much, but quite a narcissist later on.
I don't know that
but
you used president. It once this whole pod.
Well, I'm very want to ever use the N-word. Either one.
Sure.
Because we've been using both of them too much in this country.
Right.
Yeah. And we need to stop.
Fair.
We can't let it go on the way it is. But so that was the case. So no, I've not used
no toesy shoes.
No toesies.
And for you, neither.
No toe socks, no toe shoes. Get those out of my face.
I don't want to feel that.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And honestly, I ran on the wrong sneakers for years and I finally have sneakers that feel comfy.
Well,
and
that is a game changer for running. What are they?
Allbirds.
Allbirds. Yeah, people like Allbirds.
Allbirds has really good shoes. Mm-hmm. However, I learned that one of my feet is about a size and a half bigger than the other foot. Because I was running.
Are you kidding?
I was running and I was like, my toe's about to pop out of this thing. And then I was traded them in for a size up. And then that still wasn't enough. So one of my feet is about a size and a half bigger.
Wait, show me these pictures.
And I live in Pasadena.
Right. Hold on.
Wait, I've heard about this because.
A size and a half?
Maybe a size and a quarter, but I have a long toe.
Yeah. If one of your feet is one and a half sizes bigger than the other, you might be a whimsy nerd.
You're Leo.
Make that a meme.
That's crazy. Wait, so when you look at your feet, could you just eyeball and you're like, yeah, that one's definitely longer? So
ow!
Oh, yeah. No.
I hit the smaller foot on the table.
You'd think that one would clear the table.
Right.
That's crazy.
Wow, this rarely happens, but Dexter has left the room out of disgust. He doesn't like foot stuff,
no,
to be clear.
He doesn't want to be lumped
Dexter
in with those
up
freaks.
And went.
Yeah.
He likes dick stuff.
Yeah.
His own, mostly.
He's cleaning. It's not clean. Weird.
It's grooming.
He's so clean.
He's grooming, not others. He's grooming himself.
Cleaner than anything else in this apartment.
Yeah. Okay. Let's make that. That's discerned.
Wait a minute. Okay. Well, with that, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
Woo!
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
to feel
like,
as incredible as to, you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good
going,
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/GoodChristianFun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
The
I
first
agree.
Month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time for the hunt for the best Christian song of all time, 1994 edition. I'm realizing the way I put that together sounds like Ray LaMontagne gets shot in the middle of his song. Man, okay. First time I saw that guy in SNL like 20 something years ago, he comes out there in his flannel, his big old beard, his big beautiful hair. Paper!
SNL's a real launching pad for musical artists.
Well, if you can.
Musical artists.
Yes, let's get you to bed, Grandma. Yeah, I'm sure Fleetwood Mac
will be on. SNL's a real launching pad for musical artists these days.
Always great to see fresh talent.
It is where I feel like I'm at the age now where I see people for the first time.
Or yeah. Like, you know, like Sinead O'Connor. Remember, like, iconic crazy things happen on the show.
Mm-hmm. That, when she shit her pants on there?
Didn't she, like, light up?
She did.
Yeah.
She shit her pants.
She tore up a picture of the Pope, said, fight the real enemy, and then off
people
camera.
People remember. Yeah.
That's right.
And she's on purpose, like, to be clear, and may she rest in peace. But, like, that, it was an act of protest.
Did y'all see that new...
Is that, wait, that's no, not the shit her pants? Or is this a joke?
It's not a joke.
Shitay O'Connor.
Wow.
SNL. Wow, wow, wow.
Did we see which one?
Oh, there was a new gal who performed and her name was, I sound 100 years old. Her name is Tate, I
Tate
think.
Tate McRae. I love her. Okay, that's a perfect example of this
like,
pop
this
I like.
This is new to me.
Not bad pop. That's good pop.
Yeah.
I mean, all pop's cool. Good pop, but
It was a return to form of being a sexy girl. I was like, look at her. I saw a tweet that was like, Dance Moms.
Tate McRae has the career I thought Addison Rae was going to have.
Yeah.
If not for, and I was.
Great point.
But Tate McRae can really.
You were tracking with all of those names.
That girl did this. This girl does this. And now
Addison Rae, I don't think can sing, really.
Well, we don't know that.
We
don't know.
Sure. She put out a song.
Yeah.
My neck. To die for. Yeah, I know. I'm really plugged. How am I still plugged into this?
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
A little too old for this.
She put a song called DJ Play a Christmas Song.
Hey, are you
ready to roll? No, we got to play it for Hannah. Sorry. All right. We're neck deep in January, but we have to.
All right, play. I got a little Christmas still left in us.
Yeah.
I've always got a little Christmas left in me.
You know, it's like when you go to the beach, even weeks after, you're still getting sand off your shoesies stuff, especially where the toe ones. So this is Cher's Christmas album that hangs right above us on the shelf. She has a song called Drop Top Sleigh Ride with featuring Tyga. And this
it feels like a Matt Rogers Christmas album.
Oh, it sure does. And it sure sounds like it.
Hey, are you ready to roll from LA to the North Pole?
Are you ready?
I'm a jingle bell away.
Oh. My God, top where 100. Have I been? What's that one called?
Drop Top Sleigh Ride.
Write that down.
Parentheses with Tyga.
But DJ Play a Christmas Song is really the hit of the album.
Okay. Okay.
Request. DJ Play a Christmas Song. I wanna be dancing all night long.
This actually slaps.
It's good. But it's
warm. Yeah, and she's been performing it all over in the last couple
but also,
months.
Do we want the DJ to play a Christmas song?
Well, if it's Cher's. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
If it's Cher's. If it's Cher's, who cares?
DJ, play my Christmas song. I want to be involved
in all day long.
Still undefeated on Twitter, honestly.
Yeah.
Or X.
Excuse me, still undefeated on X.
Sounds like a drug.
I know. It's like someone who's only fun on Molly. Still undefeated on X.
Yeah, literally.
Off X, total drag.
Real,
but undefeated on X. We're talking about two songs from the year 1994, which, guys, that was 30 years ago now.
Gosh.
Damn.
3 decades ago. Wait, were you born before?
92.
You were 92.
I was doing the math and I thought, this is crazy how long it's been since I was born.
I know. How do you think I feel? I was born.
Do you have an age that you feel like you are?
Yeah. 27.
Yeah, sure. What age do you feel like
Caroline.
You are?
I might pull up a picture that says otherwise.
Hey, are you
ready
to shut up?
Hey,
stop.
I'll show this to the listeners later. It's Kevin and Old Face.
Okay. You're going to like pull the listeners aside and be like, hey, come here.
One by one.
I got something to show you.
Kevin Come wants to bury office. This old face picture.
You want
he
some
did.
Milk bar pie and a little picture? We're talking about two songs.
Yes.
One by Stephen Curtis Chapman, Skeet and Scortus Fat Man.
Yep.
And one by Phillips Craig and Peen.
Fill my crack with
Peen.
Fill my crack with Peen. Wow, it's been almost seven years of doing the show. How have we not called Phillips Craig and Dean Fill My Crack with Peen?
Have you
Peen
done other
yet?
Songs by them?
Oh. Literally like 5 or 6.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
That's so disrespectful. That's her father.
Their father.
Also just like.
Consider the fathers.
The visual of like filling it like, all right, well.
Right.
My crack.
Don't mind the gap. Here we go. And to be clear, these are last names. Randy Phillips, Sean Craig, Dan Dean.
Anything.
Which is the sound it makes when it, you know, feels. But he had prostate cancer, speaking of, but he's in remission now.
All right.
He's in remission now.
That's the one
good
fact.
News for Dean.
All right.
I'm happy to hear that.
Good news for Dean.
But sort of to say, fill my crack with Peen and then the prostate cancer of it all.
The crack is far
you
from
know.
It in a lot of ways.
But yeah, 30 years ago, these songs happened 30 years ago. One of them, King of the Jungle.
Oh, man.
That is the name of one song. And the other, I Want to Be Just Like You, which is sort of the FDBD, Four Dads by Dads of it all.
It's a daddy dream.
So I guess maybe we should say this because I am kind of worried about the future. But we can say this explicitly on air. We have been advised by our network to not play too much of a song in case the episode gets taken down.
Just in case.
So what I've done for this episode,
and
instead of...
we have not been legally aware of this until this moment.
We haven't
moment.
Been spiritually aware of it, mentally aware, oh, legally aware.
Let's the record in, huh? state. Okay? Now yeah. going forward. Actually, let's strike this whole thing.
Do you think Carmen's ghost is litigious? You think he's going to come back from hell and be like, hey, I got a few lawsuits for you.
Well, he loves being in the courtroom. So
he loves the courtroom.
I'd be worried.
Oh, speaking of which, look.
Hey, Dexter.
Oh, he came back.
He heard the,
like,
the courtroom.
He's like, I finished yeah, pissing and shitting in your bedroom. What else is new?
I love a court drama.
What's going on, NFs?
He was, of course, famously a stenographer before.
Oh, yeah. He was terrible. It was all the same really, two characters.
No thumbs.
No. No thumbs, just vibes.
Can't do it.
No thumbs, just vibes.
So, Kanna, you're our guest. What do you want us to start with? King of the Jungle?
I'd love to start with King of the Jungle.
Okay, great. So, what I've done is I've clipped out, instead of doing the thing that we usually do where we just kind of listen to the whole thing and fade it out, I've cut out discrete clips that are no more than 30 seconds apiece, just in case. And maybe that's an arbitrary number, but we'll see. And so here's the verse that kind of ends the way a lot of trailers or comedies from the 90s end. And I think you'll see what I mean by the end of it. So this is King of the Jungle from Heaven in the Real World, the 1994 album by Stephen Curtis Chapman. Here we go.
Well, the day has just begun and I'm already running late. With too many irons in the fire and too much on my plate. I'd be pulling out my hair if I could just get one hand free. And I'd stop this world if I could find the key.
Yeah, that's me. You're probably wondering how I got in this situation.
I didn't realize this until just now hearing that clip, but it's very like a single mom who loves
it's Reba.
Yeah.
It's giving like the Phil Collins version of Reba.
Yeah.
A single mom that works too hard.
Never stops.
It's like, you know, too busy. I have only seven hands, kids. Yeah. You know, like give me a break. And six of them are working dads.
A married man who can only do stuff with one hand. Something like really that. Good. You can't get it free. And then the chorus of which is...
What I feel is yes. telling me I'm going crazy, but what is real says God's too long and strong. What I need is to remember one thing, that the Lord of the gentle breeze is Lord of the rough and tumble, and he is the king of the jungle.
Are you sure he is?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Don't question it.
Stands by it.
So that's King of the Jungle, which
oh,
is...
Oh, man.
A certain sound. Yes, Phil Collins-y. This is 1994.
Peter Gabriel-ish a little bit.
Yeah.
Everyone's addicted to drum machines and drum loops.
Yes.
Like you hear a very similar sound.
I wrote just drums.
Jagged yeah. Little
drums.
Pill.
It was fresh as hell when it
oh,
came
sure.
out.
Yeah.
I also wrote Lord of the Rough and Tumble.
Yeah, we serve a Lord of the Rough and Tumble.
I wanted to know what that meant.
Is that funny to you, Hannah?
I don't know what Rough and Tumble. What's the Rough and Tumble mean?
That's a good question.
To me, that gets at the same thing that people who love quoting that part of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe say about Aslan. Of he's not safe, but he's good. Where it's like, oh, our God is kind of dangerous and twisted and fucked up.
Not
but
afraid
he loves
to get his
us.
Hands
yeah.
dirty.
Yeah, well, yeah. Or you could take it as like, you know, he hangs out with the sinners or he hangs out with the imperfect mm-hmm. among us.
Sure.
You know, the whores.
Yeah.
The tax collectors.
The whimsy gnomes.
The gnomes God, on the wrong side of the
no
forest.
No gnomes left yeah. behind here. Yeah.
That's his sweet spot because like, you know, when you're as busy as this poor dad is and you just feel like I'm failing everybody. I'm failing my label. I'm failing my daughter. You know, I'm failing the laundry.
I'm failing my dog.
Yeah. That like, you know, God is disappointed in me because I'm not hitting with perfection the roles I've been given in my life. And
right.
I was like, no. In fact, this is actually extremely relevant. God is a lion. And that's the king of the jungle, baby.
He's
so,
the king of the jungle.
I don't
is the
know
lion
what
considered
else
the king
say.
Of the jungle?
Yeah. Well, at first I was like, Is this about Tarzan? And I remember
I thought I was curious.
King of the Jungle. Yes, I believe the lion is.
Why it comes to the jungle. Oh, I guess because like he's in the jungle of life. Is that what
I think
he's
it's
saying?
Like the ecosystem, the universe, the yeah.
Maybe this is helpful, Caroline, because we've talked about this artist many times on the show before, but this is on the same album that he sings I'm Dancing with the Dinosaur on.
Okay, so he was really in his evolution. Like
he loves animal narratives to convey a spiritual truth.
Sure.
So
he was hitting the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
Hard.
And like Circle of Life. Yeah.
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 Thinking about his own death, maybe.
Oh, damn. You think?
And he's got pipes. I mean, the weird.
Sure. Oh, yeah. His little jumps and stuff. And there's a part that kind of reminds me of Paul Simon's Graceland, where they kind of spell stuff out.
Listen to me.
Oh, I let you listen to me. It's almost too many letters, I would say.
Yeah, it's a lot of letters. Not quite ours.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It doesn't, you spell one word, you don't spell three.
Yeah, a phrase is a lot.
K-I-N-G of the J-U-N-G. You know what I mean? I'm getting lost.
What do you think are the great spelling songs in the canon? Of course, you mentioned Respect.
Respect.
By Urethra Franklin.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. What's that one? Do you know what that means?
A-M-O-R-O-U-S. Fly first class. Fergie. That's Fergie.
Okay.
Remember Fergie's flip? Whoa, whoa. Oh, that can't be good for my voice.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
We're up in trouble.
Of course, I remember Britney's If You Seek Amy, which is a sort
that was
of
pretty
spin
crazy
on the spelling. ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3, Jackson 5.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. But more will come to me. More will come to me. There's a choir
L
at the end.
L is for the way.
That's a big one for line spelling.
Yeah.
Classic Parent Drop song.
Yes. I mean,
and
that's
it was
very
only for that movie.
Yeah. They wrote it for that movie like 2, 3, 4 decades in advance.
Right.
Like,
they hopefully knew. They go, some movie's going to need this.
There's going to be two twins that want Dennis Quaid.
There's going to be one actress playing two twins.
Just the right note.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dennis Quaid.
The message of this song is like, I'm overwhelmed, but I just need to remember God's in control and he's king of the jungle. Mm-hmm. And my life's a jungle. And it's,
yeah.
I feel busy and stressed out. And this is like a very common sort of Christian maxim and platitude of like, hey, yeah, I know you just got fired. I know a family member just passed away. I know you have crippling depression, but you just need to remember that God's on the throne. God is king.
Yeah, I was thinking about that of like, oh, there's something so sweet about Christians sometimes and things are crazy. They're just like, God is king. And you're like, that's right. I'm fine. I've been
everything's
healed.
Good.
You
know? Yeah.
Or it's all manageable
now. I mean, but isn't that kind of the goal of a song, a Christian song, is to be like, absolutely, you're feeling down here. Well, you're good. Play this.
It's the goal of a lot of songs, period. I'd say it's the goal of DJ Play a Christmas Song.
Oh, absolutely.
I think this has a lot in common with DJ Play a Christmas Song.
Yeah. And tell me the top three's commonalities.
Well, one, sung by a white person.
Sure. Yep, this is true.
Two, sort of getting at a feeling that they want the viewer to live within, a truth. For one, it's like, God's king of the jungle. And for Cher, it's that Christmas is king of the DJ's playlist.
Yes, and going to make her feel nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And are you okay?
Sorry.
And three is that they slap. What did you just come upon?
Well, one, you said Cher was white, which is
She's Italian.
Oh, okay. I was like, is Cher Armenian? I don't know why I like thought I picked that up somewhere. And but anyway, in the process of Googling that, this Guardian headline comes up from October of last year. It just says, Cher, colon, in quotes, my life seems to be longer than any other human being ever.
What? That's such a Cher. Queen of the jungle.
Yeah. She's 77.
She's sort of queen of the jungle. Yeah, there's older people.
There's an ageless quality to Cher, though. I'm like, are you 77 or are you 240? I get that.
We do.
Yeah, ageless within that range, though, I would say.
We're just on
it's
another
gotta be
plane.
Between those two numbers.
Yeah. Not like, are you 15?
Right, yeah.
I think it's because of how she like wears jeans.
I think, yeah, the record that we're looking at, she's sort of wearing a low-cut flare.
Oh, yeah.
A light wash.
Yes, a nice light
wash. Distressed denim. You just don't see 77-year-olds wearing those like that. You do not see enough distressed
denim. Denim these denim.
Days. Denim. We love denim. Okay, to the next song. Mm-hmm. To the next. Which, by the way, like...
this one's wild.
To be clear, the Stephen Curtis Chapman song, it would be loosely remade later as the theme song to a TV show called Monk. Where is it? It's
jungle out there. Is this worth getting sued?
Yes.
It's jungle out there.
Absolutely. Is that the threshold?
That's a new every
well,
time.
Especially when I thought the clip was right. And now I'm like, hey, wait a minute. All right, Emma, I guess keep that in. Okay, this is a song called...
Oh, my God.
A song called I Want to Be Just Like You by...
Fill My Crack with Pete. Climbs in my lap for a good night, huh? He calls me dead and I call him Bob. With his faded old pillow, burning poo. He snuggles up close and says...
A burning poo?
That's really all I can hear. What did he say?
Burning poo.
A burn...
Oh. I tuck him in bed and I kiss him goodnight. Tripping over the toys as I turn out the lights.
Oh, damn it. Put that shit away before we go to sleep.
Great, now I have to take a burning pill.
Wow.
Now,
this one was a really different energy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we want the sweet and the savory. We Absolutely. Want the fast and the slow. We want the line.
I thought it was a romantic song to begin.
Oh. Well, in a way, what better romance is there between a father and son?
Between him and Winnie the Pooh.
Sure.
Yeah. Lord, I want to be just like you. Cause he wants to be just like me. Mm-hmm. Want to be a holy example. For his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that my little boy can be. I think this every night with Dexter. I do. I'm like, I know he's looking at me as the example.
Now, maybe I'm stupid, but it was a lot of mental hoops to jump through to the, I want to be just like him because he wants to be just like me. It took me a minute to wrap. To
right, like,
who are we talking about here? What's the issue here?
Well, yeah. It depends on how, you know, it's like eat shoots and leaves. Like, that, how that can be like two or three different senses, depending on where you put the comma. Mm-hmm. Like, he eats shoots and leaves. He eats shoots and leaves. Where it's like,
shoots.
Lord, I want to be just like you. Is it like, Lord, I want to be just like you? Or is it, Lord, I want to be just like you?
Yeah.
And it is, I think, it is the second one. It's a vertical song. So in Christian songwriting, there's horizontal songs where it's like, this is a song for us, for the people. And then there's vertical songwriting.
It's right up, right to
which
you.
Which is like, Lord, I want to be just like you.
Talking to God.
Right.
And the idea is like, hey, my little boy is looking at me as the example. So I want to model after my daddy so my son can be a good Christian looking at his daddy.
Right. Right.
I was just imagining, like, what if his son at the time was like 28 years old?
The son's like, I honestly would prefer you don't tuck me in anymore. And stop calling me bub.
Please get me a new pillow.
Dad, I have a PhD.
This is getting weird.
This sucks. Yeah. So,
did you want to be just like your dad?
No. I love my dad.
Damn.
No, but that is a good question.
Even as a boy, you were like, this guy is it.
And this is a dad that clearly has a young kid because, is that the kid says that when they're young, but does any kid really say that as an adult?
That's what I'm going to say, like, after
they got to be their own people.
8 years old, you're like, being my parent is my worst nightmare because they're such losers.
Right.
Well, I would even say, and having just been around my brother and sister's children recently, a couple of days ago, I'm like, maybe it's not even from 0 to 8. It might be like a window of like maybe between 6 and 7.
Right.
You're like, oh yeah, I want to be like my dad.
And I love my parents. It's not about that. It's about, becoming.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter how great parent you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pure, it's a growth stage that you should go through.
But I think he's saying maybe, he will want to be me forever if I'm godlike.
Sure. And display those qualities and those characters, etc.
right.
characteristics. But it is also like, and these are the ultimate dads in this dad-filled genre of Christian music. They have so many dad anthems. And they talked about this. There was like a little, you know, behind-the-scenes story Dan Dean shared on their website. Danny Dean. He said, my 14-year-old son and I went to a teen camp. He's sharing a story about this song.
Hey.
We went to a teen camp some years back. I didn't realize it, but he brought along a pair of my shoes, two sizes too big for him. I started the evening of the camp. Families joined the teens for activities. Then they split us into small groups. A facilitator asked my son why he brought shoes with him that weekend. His answer led me to tears. He talked about
I was playing a clown later on in the camp
I'm going
play.
To clown school. I leave tonight. I'm studying Lecoq in Paris.
He talked about how much he wanted to be like me. Although Aww. I had co-written this song a few years earlier, the truth of the lyrics hit home in a new way.
I worry about the 14-year-old.
I was going to say, don't like out your son as a loser on your website.
Sort of have a little respect for your son, maybe. Let him carry those shoes in private. I don't know.
Yeah, let the story die. Like, right to privacy for your right. son in this story.
Good luck getting a prom date after that.
No, being at teen camp and you brought your dad, number one. And you brought your dad's shoes?
Right.
Damn.
Exactly. It's double honestly, homicide. It's a bit... It's,
his reputation was destroyed at the camp the next day.
They're like, you could have brought anyone.
Anything.
You brought your dad?
This okay. is not good. Yeah, this is sort of an accidental
And
it,
what
bowling.
Is this teen camp? It's a bring your dad teen camp? Like, is everyone bringing their parents?
Yes. Yeah, you get one
be
parent.
Any dad.
Yeah. Or you have to bring a dad.
It doesn't have to be yours. It doesn't
yeah, any,
your
dad. Dad.
Any dad.
Any dad
will
dad
do.
At all. Any dad will do at the teen camp.
These dads are so hard-pressed in both of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
They are not feeling strong.
No. Mm-mm. No, they want it. They're feeling weakness. And it is sort of a... You do want them to feel a little less pressure because I know, you know, evangelical fathers who feel this way of like, if I fuck up, my son's going to be so fucked up if I do this and blah, 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 blah.
Especially your son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, what do you mean? Yeah. Why are you looking at me when you say especially your son?
Especially your minute. Son. Yeah, really slow scan of you.
Keep an eye on your Think boys, about gentlemen.
Hey, maybe one day he'll grow up and still love Garfield and be in the theater. Maybe that's a best case scenario.
And then I know he'll be safe. He won't really be out there in the world too much.
No milk bar pie for me, please.
God, the number of times.
Just
now I just have to go get milk bar pie tonight.
I'm high on Odie? Oh, goodness. Well.
Yeah, you're kind of the ideal scenario.
But thank you.
From jester to protester.
Hey, I'd like to think so.
Love that. That's your okay. That's your memoir. You have to. That's that, like here you go.
That's like an ill-fated memoir I tried to write during the BLM movement in 2020. Of like, I realized I loved the sound of the crowd anywhere I went, so I went to the nearest crowd.
You were the project that came and went that we were talking about.
That's right.
Yeah,
it was you.
Ship in the night.
From jester to protester. I do. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the last minute of this song is entirely instrumental. And I think that's a really interesting choice.
Why do you think they decided to do that?
Here, I can play
maybe for
quick.
Copyright reasons they had to do
it. Yeah, I'll play some of the instrumental part. Here's the
jungle out. Okay, all right, Kevin. Damn it.
Dang it, twice soon.
It's just a little bit.
There goes my savings.
Be nice, Randy. Please
Man,
be nice.
I would have to keep moving those to my checking.
I'm going to get hit with that fee again.
Okay, well, let's vote on this.
Okay.
Which do we think is the better of the two? Two songs.
For me, it's no contest. It's Jungle and Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The Jungle in Me? What, a new song? Wait, how's it go?
It's a jungle in me.
It's a jungle in me. You got a jungle in me. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, I love Randy Newman's Jungle in Me. What's it called?
King of the Jungle.
King of the Jungle.
Because God is a lion. Very
King
Aslan.
King of the Jungle.
Yeah, King of the Jungle. It really is close.
Crazy. Reba should cover.
I'd love to kind of layer the two songs and see what if we could overlap and make a gorgeous mashup.
Okay, so you want me to just no money left, you know, like absolutely.
I think
you want
if you're going to get
twice
sued, no. Why not thrice sued?
Caroline, it's a double jeopardy. If they're on top of each other, they cancel each other out.
Like you're opening.
There's essentially no song.
That's right.
I love your logic there.
You could argue it's not music anymore.
It's, a sense, it's an adapted screenplay.
It's not. Yes, it is. It's an adaptation. It's a tribute.
It is.
Oh, I guess we could use Steamboat Willie on the podcast now.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's fair game.
Yeah, he'll be on to talk about his faith on the boat or whatever. Okay, what say you? For
I think the whispering boy, I want to be just like you.
The whispering. Okay, we got.
I love our. I love
you
our.
You got a jungle on me on the left, the whispering boy on the right.
Campfire loser.
Campfire loser brought his shoes. Oh,
doodad. Brought daddy shoes.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't know. There's just such a picture in this, and I can sure. really. See Dean's little boy, you know, clutching his boots,
what else can you see?
Clutching poo and like be like, I want to be like you.
Yeah, he's in the dark. Yeah, there's like a little sliver of light. The door is ajar. He's like leaving the room
like,
in his
hey,
room.
Dad.
Yeah.
It's I feel like it's just really tender.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, sure.
And yeah. It gets a little weird saying I want to be a living Bible that my little boy can read.
Right.
Not
full on.
I kind of, he loses me there a bit, but I feel
I want
like,
him to put his bookmark in me.
Yeah.
But for every dad, you know, to maybe have a hero he aspires to make him be a better father, I think, hey, a thumbs up to that.
I love that.
Yeah. You know what I say to that? And happy 20 years to this. Happy 20 years to Dan Dean giving us this scream on the campaign trail in 2004.
Dan Dean.
Dumb.
Is Dan Dean related? Never mind. I don't want to give her any energy. Another
you.
Dean.
Oh, another Dean? No, Paula Dean.
Paula.
No,
what about you, Kevin? What's taking the crown for you?
King of the Jungle, because I like spelling.
Okay.
Mm. You were fine with that many letters.
I'm pretty good at, yes, because I like how they started playing with it.
Yeah.
So what was it? Da, 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 right. da, da, da. It was like.
It kind of got scatty in the end,
I will
say. It definitely got, yeah.
Like shit is what Caroline's thinking.
Well, I was.
Right.
Little scat
play. I love a divided opinion, though.
No, this is what makes this podcast beautiful, is the diversity of opinion.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, but it's 2-1. Sorry, Caroline.
That's
sorry,
fine.
Sorry to the whispering boy. You're going to drown in the camp lake, whispering to nobody.
I bet Dexter could contribute. He would say, I want to be
lake.
Just like, he, you know, that's probably
oh,
his
thanks,
I hope
Dexter.
So.
He's always rooting for the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, and just to be clear, when he's cleaning himself that much, that's not him. That's not him emulating any
Well, he wants
behavior.
To be just like you, of course.
Right.
So he's just.
He's like, maybe I want to be like Pops.
No.
And there's one thing he
I
does.
Do as I see.
No, he's
so Kevin all chased between of like crying at like David Fincher movies and then
David
like,
Fincher movies.
And then sort of cleaning
the button, I guess. So.
Cleaning his Dean.
All right, King of the Jungle, you're the champion.
I made you a champion.
What was that? That was 6 years ago. Jeez. All right. Well, time to wrap this shit up.
That sounded like Alyssa Sable. Well.
You know, I've been talking to her on the phone. Maybe it's happening.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Rich.
Well.
Turn it into Alyssa.
I'm Alyssa Sable.
Maybe we all be so lucky.
We all have one. Yeah. I can't do a good Caroline, though.
Yeah.
She's inimitable.
Some people are just hard to impersonate.
I think I'm hard to impersonate.
I think so, too.
But Caroline doesn't agree.
It's pretty easy.
See?
Nailed it!
I know, right?
You got it so
Come
good!
On. Hey. Okay. So, Hannah, on other shows, you might promote yourself or plug your projects. We're not here to do that. We're here to lift them up to the Lord, including something maybe we're enjoying in secular culture. The last great thing we watched, saw, read, listened to, etc. We'll start. Caroline will lead us by example, like Dan Dean did for his children.
Well, and I only follow Christ, so.
Okay.
You know, hey, ducks in a row. I am Caroline, and you can follow me at Caroline's Farce.
I am Caroline.
And I'm going to lift up. It's early days with this show, so who knows, but I started watching True Detective Night Country, and I'm a scared person. It scares me a little bit, but it's worth it. It's such a good show. Recommend it. Jodie Foster, my new fave. a fresh face.
New face?
Rising star Jodie Foster.
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, anyway, I just love her now.
Trudy, you like that guy dancing in the snow?
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, my God.
All right,
Fiona Shaw. Come on.
Do I look like Fiona Shaw?
Do you look like Fiona Shaw?
No, I mean, not in that show, but just generally.
I wish.
I do wish.
You guys don't have the same nose at all. Her nose is very defined.
Okay.
To her.
And mine is all mushy?
Yours is sort of
amorphous. Hey, it's amorphous thing we do. All right, we turn to Hannah.
Okay, I am reading a book called Braiding Sweetgrass about like the intersection of indigenous knowledge and nature. She's a botanist as well and talks about like her heritage and also knowledge of plants. And it's all these beautiful essays and it's so good. I'm loving it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
And where can people find you? And
you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Hannah Pilkus.
Well, we were just getting a call
around,
for our next
around
episode.
LA doing comedy.
Yes.
At Hannah Pilkus. Hell yeah. Well, you can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. Peloton, Letterboxd, Instagram, OnlyFans, Peach, Tinder, Bumble, Blue Sky.
Raya?
I am on Blue Sky. I'm on Blue Sky.
Yeah, are you on Raya?
Well, yeah, but you can't follow me there.
Sure. But you can find you.
I'll tell you who I see on there all the time after I get off. Of this podcast.
All right.
After I get off.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to, you don't need to check
Dexter
in after
says,
that.
That's my dad.
I want to be just like you.
There he goes again. Oh, you know what I'll lift up? I'll lift up California Split. Have you guys seen California Split?
No.
No.
It's this movie from the 1970s starting. Hey, you don't have to yawn.
It's ill-timed. I'm sorry. It's not you.
What?
I've been yawning the whole night.
It's a movie from the 70s starring Elliot Gould and George Segal.
Baby, do it. Was it you?
About two degenerate gamblers, not unlike me and Caroline.
Very similar.
Similar vibes. I want to be just like them. The Whispering Boys, a California Split. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. Patreon.com/goodchristianfun. For more Good Christian Fun, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and email us goodchristianfun@gmail.com. Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank
you
so much for being on the show.
How
fun was this, you guys?
This was so fun.
And here's your money and here's your money. Thank you for saying that.
Caroline will remember you the next time she sees you.
Sorry about the three lawsuits. Impending lawsuits.
All worth it, babe.
Worth it.
They're worth it. And there's nothing left to say except for,
okay, I love you, Emma. Amen. Now watch this drive.
Caroline, what do we play? I'm scared.
Play a Raw Dogs original.
Okay.
That's fair.
Here's a Raw.
Actually, that's probably all we can play now.
Here's a Raw Dogs original.
Damn it.
All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? It's jungle out there. Poison in the very air we breathe. You know what's in the water that you drink?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.